Throughout our life, we have heard people say to us, trust me. What, trust me? You can trust me that I will always, you know, do everything correctly for you. Right now, we're in a political election year. Sad part is, I keep paying attention, it seems like it's year-round anymore. You know, when someone, a politician, is running for something, whether it's national, local, or state, and each one says, you can trust me. It is so sad that we see a nation broken by mistrust, because what folk have told us that they will do, you never see come to fruition. You never see the completion of what they have said, I told you, I promised you this, and then we hear, but you know, I just couldn't because. Well, folks, I want to share with you today that it is trust time. Trust time. And the only way you and I will ever be able to find the peace that we're looking for within. Folks, we hurt on the inside. Every one of us has something that is breaking us from within. And yet, as Christians, we will hear not always the still, small voice, but we will hear the shout of Almighty God within us of saying, listen, you can trust me. Now, if you don't think you can trust me, Larry, tell me one time that you've ever seen me let you down. Look into your life and all the promises that I have given you. And I want you to tell me, Larry, really, when did I not keep one promise that I've ever made to you? Now, why don't I focus more on those words from God? Because as soon as you and I start looking, we realize that everything God has told us is true. And it is time that we trust Him. But the reason we back away is this. You and I don't trust ourselves. And not only that, we are afraid that maybe God will shine a light in our life when we have broken our trust with Him. Lord, I promise you, you let this happen in my family, it will never, ever, what I've done, happen again until tomorrow. But Lord, you can trust me. No, He came. You don't even trust yourselves. None of us do. You know, Lord, I pray today that you give me the strength to walk in your freedom, in your love, and in your peace. Father, for protect me from me. And then my worst enemy becomes me. And we look at everyone else and we want to blame. Oh my goodness, I blame you and I blame you and I blame this situation. Do you know the Lord never even blamed the people crucifying him? Think about it. He said, no one has taken my life, but I have laid down my life of my own free will. And yet, what have we heard? I blame the Jews. I blame the Romans. Well, I blame the Christians. I blame this and I blame that. And you and I forget to look down deep within who we really are. Because within us is that evil that wants to blind us from trusting God. Well, Larry, how can you trust God? All the other people that you counted on over the years, they have shown you can't trust them. Yeah, well, right. I've shown them they can't trust me. Well, where's the truth? The truth is where it has always been. The truth is in the heart of Almighty God. And He sent His Son. He sent His Son for a purpose. You and me, we're the purposes for God. God says, I love you so much, I want you to understand something, Larry. I preach to myself all the time. And that understanding that God encourages me to seek is this. What I have promised to you will always come to pass. In the process of your life, as you're walking through in the 21st century, through this process of living, you can always trust me. Now, I look back, and where do I see all the mistakes? Where do I see all the times I'm in the ditch of life, don't even know what's going on, and frankly, don't even care? What happened? I started trusting in myself, not Christ. Lord, you can take a break. I'm a Christian, and I'll take care of all the rest of it. Well, you're on your face in the ditch of life in a heartbeat and saying again, Lord, I'm sorry. Well, do you know that God says, I know you. And listen to me. I know you. And this is what I know. I know you so well to the depth of who the spirit that I have placed within you, to who you're going to be. Larry, I see you as already here. I see you through the blood of my Son who is in you. And when you said yes, that you believe in Jesus as Lord and Savior, Larry, you can trust in my Son. Trust in my Spirit. Because I'm the one with the hands. I'm the one with the arms that will catch you. And God said, have you understood me, Larry? I'm telling you that I'm ready to catch you knowing you're going to fall. Lord, I'll never let that happen again. Please don't even start that with him. Because you've already decided in your human heart that you got the power now and you're going to keep your promise. Without the action of the Holy Spirit of God in your life, you will never gain the trust of God. Listen to what he says. Trust the everlasting arms of God. Deuteronomy 33:27. The eternal God. Eternal means no beginning, no ending. Eternal God is your refuge. And underneath are the everlasting arms. He will drive out your enemy before you, saying, destroy him. Your enemy comes at you with one voice, destroy, destroy. God comes back, and God drives out that evil, and God demands that they be destroyed. Well, I'll stand toe to toe with the devil. I'm not. He said 7,000 more years experience with the weakness of man than we could ever dream. I'd much rather say, Lord, I can't handle this. Would you please take care of it? Because to God, Satan is his light work. He's already the defeated foe. And God said, I've already taken care of him for you. Christian, open your heart. Open your spiritual mind to the promise I'm giving you. You follow me, you will succeed. You follow me, all the enemies that come against you, they have declared war against me. Trust me. And that's when we sang, Lord, I accept Jesus as Lord and Savior of my life. The human race could not understand a God that was so far away that only they could trust in the priest. They could trust in all the people and let them know, I'm going to tell you what God has to say. God sent his prophets, and at the same time, Satan sent his. And the people were caught in between. And God, though, when his prophets would speak, they spoke with authority, and you wouldn't find that out in reading the scripture by whatever they said was going to happen, happened. Pretty good sign, isn't it? So therefore, God is working in the heart of man through the Old Testament. But he's telling them, point to the one to come. Point to the one to come. The Messiah, my son. And we think, well, you know, that sounds like one of those Greek mythologies. No, the Greek made a myth out of the truth of God. God was here before the Greek. Come on, folks. Think about it. Everybody always wants to take a little bit of scripture and then add their own to make it say, you know, in my day it was, you put a few these and thous there, it sounds Christian to me. Why? Because most did not even study the Word of God. But God said, trust me, I'm going to love you. But Lord, I'm not lovable. You're sure not, Larry, but I love you because you're mine. All the ugliness within your life, within your heart, you're still mine. You said yes to my son. So the human race said, how will we know God? Because through the Old Testament, no one could be in the presence of God and live. No human could look upon God and live. Couldn't happen. So God says, let me tell you what's coming. All my prophets have told you the Messiah is coming. God incarnate. Really? Okay. God looks at us through our human reason. I thank God that he has the mercy to even pay attention to us. Through our human reason, and the human reasoning is this. Wait a minute, I wasn't in the Garden of Eden. I'm not the one that messed all of this up. The perfection of God's creation, the perfection of the human race to come. So what can I do? And God looked down and he said, you don't do. And so God, this is planned, folks, by God the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. This is planned prior to anything being created. God knew. And he says that he would come down personally. And he came in the form of his son, Jesus Christ. Well, now, preacher, you're pushing that a little bit, right? Well, let me push it more. I believe in the virgin birth of Mary. I believe that Jesus Christ came and he taught, and he taught about grace and forgiveness to the heart of whosoever calls on his name. I believe that Jesus Christ went to that cross, and at going to the cross, he took with him the guilt, my guilt, and that guilt was nailed to the cross through his blood. I was forgiven. And that he was taken down, he was buried, and on the third day he arose. God came looking for his boy. And when God came looking for his son, the tomb was open. The stones rolled away. You're talking about the creator of the greatest rocks that are even known. They're his rocks, and he'll roll them wherever he wants because of his son. And whosoever believes in me shall never perish but have everlasting life. Believe it, he says. Believe it. Believe it because I'm telling you that. You can trust my words. And yet, once again, we battle on the inside because we have trouble. trusting what the Word of God says. Well, let me ask you this, though. Since I accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior of my life as a child, I can look back on my life. This is something each one needs to be doing. I want you to take time, get away from people and just sit down and be with the Lord. I want you to take a journey back in your own life. And I want you to think about those times of hardship, trials, tribulation, mistakes, the junk in your life. I want you to look back and I want you to truly pray and ask God to give you the vision of where He was in your life during this time. Folks, it's amazing to look back on your life and notice, well, only God could have done that. Only God could have done that. Well, that situation I thought was the most horrible thing in the world, now it's the greatest thing that ever happened to me. Only God could do that. Check out your own life. I don't trust what you did in the past to a friend because they're going to add a little. No, Larry, you weren't just a jerk. You were the super jerk. So talk to the Lord who knows you. Now, here's the power that God sends to us. Trust that Jesus is God incarnate. God said, you want to see me? I'm going to come down in a form of my Son so that you will see me. Now, if you do not trust the holy word of God, you got a problem. I can't help you with that. I can only preach the truth of God's word. I didn't write it, and I never was loyal completely to any of it during the majority of my life. But I can tell you this, God loves me through His Son, Jesus Christ. I trust Him. I know it. Well, Larry, do you really believe that St. Peter going to let you through the gate? For one thing, I don't see any scripture that says St. Peter's at the gate. But I can tell you this, St. Peter does not have anything to do with me going through that gate. It's already done. It's been done by the blood of Christ. God Himself looked down and said, I love you. All the hurt and pain and brokenness, trust me. And then Jesus comes, who is God incarnate. And Jesus says, John 14:1, He said, do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. Trust in God, trust also in me. I don't have verse 9 of that scripture up there, but just a few verses down to verse 9, you will see Jesus is in a conversation with His disciples. And Philip, one of His disciples, says, Lord, show us the Father, and we will believe. And Jesus looks at him. You all need to be writing that down or something and finding it. Verse 9. And Jesus looks at him and says, Philip, have I been with you so long a period of time and you do not know? When you've seen me, Philip, you have seen my Father. When you've seen me, you have seen the Father. And the disciples, those so close to Jesus, what's going on? Well, Jesus has not went to the cross yet. And they're saying, you know, that's a hard saying for us to really trust. Let me tell you about your heroes. You have a hero, my hero's Jesus. Listen, I watch a Flash, the Green Arrow, and all the, I love that stuff. I just love that kind of stuff. But my hero is the real Superman, Jesus Christ. He's my hero. I trust Him. I know He'll always be there. There'll never be a time in my life where Jesus is not going to be there with me. Through my ignorance, through my commitment, through faults and failures, Jesus says, I will never leave you nor will I forsake you. Well, if you will read back through the Old Testament again, you will find Jesus is quoting exactly everything his Father said. Do you know that Jesus said, I have not spoken one word my Father did not give me to speak. Anything that I've said to you comes direct from my Father. Read the Bible. Listen to Jesus on the cross. And turn to Psalms. Turn to David. King David. The book of Psalms. Listen to what Jesus says on the cross. And you will find it's what God said through David. A repeat. What do you mean then that Jesus... I love this one. Do you mean, preacher, you're telling me that Jesus read the Old Testament? And I thought, oh, Lord. No, I'm telling you that he is the Old Testament. You can't correct God on what he has said. You can't correct God and say, now, Lord, I'm not sure this is right. Be sure. When's he ever let you down? Has he let you down because you've lost a loved one? Or did you ever stop to think the reason that loved one was gone is because he wanted to bless that loved one and the pain here on earth would have been too traumatic? See, God's love supersedes any love of any human being. And Jesus says, I want you to trust. I want you to trust in God the Father. Believe in God the Father. Believe in God the Son. Believe in God the Holy Spirit. For it is the action of Almighty God that brings us peace. I'm broken. You're broken. And we spend our lives hiding that brokenness from people we say we trust. We will even hide that brokenness or attempt to from the one who loves us the most. Our Father who art in heaven, holy is your name. It's your name. And Jesus comes and said, let me show you what holy means. You have been set aside for God's service. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord, you will be holy, for that means set aside for God's service. So God looks down and he sees our doubt. And he says, trust me. And he's the only personality of our life that we can truly say, I will. But Lord, life is flaring up around me. The storms, Lord, they're overwhelming me. Father, I'm going to break. Give me peace, Lord. And yet, we continue to see the storms. Let me tell you something. God's always right on time. And he says, I will never put before you or allow it to be there. Nothing before you that I will not give you strength to handle. I wish you could get it from books, but you can't. The only hope that we have is through the truth of who Jesus is in our life. God the Father. God the Son. Trust the Holy Spirit. Trust this, that the Holy Spirit completes the holy triunity of God. Now, I'm not going to get into the wordplay with you all on this. We were raised the Trinity of God. As you know, many words have changed. Remember? The meaning of many words. It would depict, I believe, in the God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. I believe. And God says, but we are not separate. See, so we now use triunity. Meaning three personalities of one. So now, but you see, I knew that before they ever changed it. It was obvious. through God's Word. Trust the Holy Spirit that He is completes the Holy Trinity or Triunity of God. Matthew 28, verse 19. Therefore, go. I used the NIV on this. The actual translation there is taken that Jesus is saying it this way. As you go. As you go. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. Meaning Jesus knew that the command would be that those who accepted Him as Lord and Savior, they would be going. So as you go, I want you to do this. But therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Well, that drives the world mad. It drives a lot of Jews mad. Why? The Lord thy God is one. Yes, He is. But He showed Himself to us as triunity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Do you really think that you and I could make it on a daily basis without the Holy Spirit of God's protection? Without God. Without believing Jesus Christ died for us and rose again and has conquered. What hope do we have? If the hope of today is all I have, I'm miserable. If Jesus did not rise from the grave, I'm miserable. We are all lost. If there's one portion of the gospel that is incorrect, we're doomed. But I trust God's word. And the older I get, the more trust I will have, yet the more also I will have witnessed God following through with His commitment. Not that you don't have pain and hurt and breakdown. Okay, preacher, Larry, don't you worry. I'm going to protect you. You'll never have cancer. God never told me that. I have cancer. God didn't say, okay, well, because of my child. Do we realize, not realize that it rains on the just as well as the unjust? But Lord, I don't understand why. Why do I look out and see all the wickedness in the world and those seem to be successful? Those that are out there not serving you, Lord, they become wealthy. They're having all. Folks, Satan himself can bless his followers, and he does. He does. Not everyone with wealth belongs to Satan. But I'll tell you this, that Satan has portrayed himself as the true light. Right? That's what the Bible says. That he portrays himself. That's why the false prophets, the false teachers, the Antichrist are so welcome, because it looks like, you know, it just looks like that they might be right. Well, let me tell you something. I don't care what it looks like. I know Jesus is right. I don't care what I see. The power of Almighty God is not in what you see, but what you don't see. The Spirit of God is working. He's talking. He's moving in the hearts of mankind. Therefore, when the day comes, as it surely will, we will stand before God without excuse. Do you blame anything on your pastor? I won't try to talk you into anything. I won't try to talk you out of anything. My ministry, my calling is to preach the Word of God. And if the Holy Spirit of God can't convict your hard-hearted, sin-sick heart, I don't have a chance, neither does anyone else. One of the greatest problems right now in America itself, within the church, we have too many mealy-mouthed, Mickey-mouthed, pretend preachers that just want to make everybody feel good. Hurt does not feel good. It hurts. And God said, but I'm with you. We don't need to be putting our Mickey Mouse ears on. Nothing Mickey Mouse about the Word of God. We need to stand up. And we need to let people know this. Look, you do not have to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life if you don't want to. And I'm not going to kill you because you refuse to accept Jesus. You want to follow a religion that'll cut your head off? Go right ahead. And if you refuse to accept or to convert to Islam, we'll cut your head off. Everybody says that's the fastest growing religion known right now. I don't doubt it. Do you believe or I'll cut your head off if you don't? They'll have a lot of believers, as many as we probably have in the Baptist churches, who just says, yeah, I believe because it's good business practice. Jesus doesn't practice. Doesn't have to. I am who I am. He says that. I am the Lord thy God. There is no other. He says that. And we have a nation that is so fearful to dare mention what is going on in this world with radical Islam. Trust that the Holy Spirit completes it in making, and as we go, those disciples. We need to trust in this. Is there a hell? Sure, there's a hell. The scripture speaks 10 times more about hell than it does heaven. Sure, there's a hell. But I want you to put your trust in the one who controls the fire, the one who can protect you from it, and the one who can cast you in it. That's the one. Not those who threaten the body. They have no authority over your spirit. Actually, they have no authority over your body unless God allows it. And if he allows it, count your life blessed. Matthew 10, 27, 28. What I tell you in the dark, when I accepted Jesus and I said I've received him in my heart. You all couldn't see my heart. You can't see the Holy Spirit in me. What I tell you in the dark, I want you to speak in the daylight. What is whispered in your ear, proclaim from the roofs. That doesn't mean you go out gossiping. Get it? Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Woo! Rather be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Well, I believe. And the disciple says, Lord, I believe. Please help me with my unbelief. It's not, Christian, what you believe that you have problems with. It's what we don't accept to believe. Well, for God to do that, you know, you're talking about a miracle, and they were a long time back. Really? I am a miracle. Almost aborted. I'm a miracle. A miracle. And I know that miracle power. God says, don't worry. I got your back. I got your front. I got your spirit. I'm the one who says who goes here and who goes there. Don't fear any man. Stand up for the truth of Almighty God. Let's pray. Father, we ask now for your peace. The peace, Lord, that surpasses all understanding. Help each of us, Father, as we focus on the truth that you give us. And Father, as we receive such love, give us peace that we might truly stand strong in the name of Jesus. And be counted. We ask that blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.